Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host and dungeon master for another thrilling D&D adventure. Joining me here today, we have
Daniel playing Chedfleet.
Cahill playing Captain Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt, and I play Leyland.
Waffle playing the wind itself, Tarjex Haiko.
We have not received any fan mail. And I'm gonna hold Waffle personally responsible for that.
Well, you know.
I do. Yeah. So, no fan mail. Who wants to give us a recap of what occurred last time the Alchemist Club was joined in holy matrimony?
What?
We summoned an alternate universe Desmond from potentially the least helpful timeline, which is the one where he is our enemy instead of our ally.
Well,
And we
apparently,
asked
but
some
also
questions.
Desmond.
But also, it's still Desmond. We asked some questions, and it was implied or suggested, or we decided fancifully to interpret it as such that SDO Brineswell may or may not be interested in joining the True Church in another timeline, or have accidentally done it after wearing the mask of the proxy, or who knows what. So
Was it before? He is now.
we immediately ran off to
Oh no, I think we turned him away from it
we scared him
completely,
straight.
so.
Yeah.
By which I mean he's like, "Oh, I'm not going to
Wasn't
join
it?
the True Church. That's what my dad does,
Yeah.
and that's
Yeah.
cringe."
Yeah. Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to Jux and we confronted him in the classic sloppy Alchemist Club way, and he was like, "No, fuck all of you. You suck." And we're like, "You know what? On this one, you're right."
Absolutely valid.
You know, that's on us. We're gonna leave. Thank you. And then I failed multiple investigation roles back to back, and nothing came of it. That's the end of the summary.
Yeah,
No,
off
that's
camera, Ched leveled up, but was also cursed. He is treated as though he is a
one
level
level
lower than
lower.
his actual level. His
Yeah.
actual level, yeah.
So
So.
Ched is actually 18 at this point, but
But
functionally
yeah.
17. Don't worry
Yeah.
about it.
Net
Okay.
zero progress, the Alchemist Club guarantee.
If you're curious, listeners, that none of that is actually real.
So.
I'm curious and also very confused, but that's okay. We're moving on.
We're moving on.
And I believe it is a new morning. We have awoken
Yes.
after.
Birds
are chirping.
Yeah. And I'm
Cocks
like,
are
Ched,
doodle
shh.
doing. I'm not
He does this
chirping.
every morning.
It's just natural, okay? Quit making it weird.
What would you
Chirp.
even do if another bird answered your song?
I just chirp back. I
Keep
mean,
singing, yeah.
what do you mean? Yeah, I'm just talking. They're
All
just
right.
communicating. We're vibing. We're jamming. Maybe we'll get together later and start a band.
I know we strategized a bunch of ways to actually make meaningful progress this episode, but do we want to go down to the secret society under the Anchor Storm and talk to them now that Falrock can understand all languages?
Yeah,
Maybe like
that sounds like a
so we're
wonderful
having
use of our
breakfast,
time.
and we have a list of our plans that we, ironed out over pancakes this morning. And then Terrajex is all of a sudden like, none of the plans listed, just right over top of it, go to Secret Society under Anchor Storm and
Throw that.
circles that,
And I
rubbing
look for a
out
trash bin.
every plan that had been voted on and decided.
Terrajux
I
wrote
look
all of the
around.
plans down, but it was actually an acrostic poem, and the first letter spells out Secret Society under Anchor Storm.
I look around and I go, "All right, show of hands," and two hands go up minimum.
Yes.
Huh? Whose
No,
hands?
it's you count as
Tarjux
one.
and Tarjux.
Oh.
You only count as
Your
one. That's not
simulacrum
fair.
doesn't count as a separate vote for these purposes.
And I set my fist out and go, this is bullshit! And then Tarjix 2 is like, no, it's okay, I understand.
I'd be okay with a three-fist compromise.
We need a...
No. Vetoed.
I was going to say three is a quorum. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Five. We probably need all five, but three is...
No, we need everybody. It's...
Look, the Secret Society Under the Anchor Storm, we were going to do that when we were going to the Underdark as well. And if I remember right, that tunnel is now closed up or gone or missing.
Falrock, we have no need for tunnels. Yeah. We have no need for physical routes to locations.
I'm still not used to you being able to teleport.
I am unshackled. Distance is a mere suggestion.
How much time does teleport take? Because if this goes very wrong and this is the last island nation to not encounter the modern world, we're going to have issues.
It's one action, so 6 seconds. I have quicken spell, so I could get that down to a bonus action.
I personally can't wait for Terrajux to have a teleport mishap and teleport all of you directly into the core of the planet.
Hey, good times.
Just so you know, guys, Tree Stride does not have that risk.
It's true.
But you haven't seen a tree down there, Chad, so I don't think
have I not? Mm-hmm.
You haven't been down there.
You haven't been down there. Oh, was it just Terrajux swimming around down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The bigger point is, what is our purpose for going down there? Because
they might
have a
know
clear
something.
Purpose.
They might have, like, forgotten knowledge unclaimed by the True Church, because nobody's ever been down there to, like, make contact.
They know Act 1 plot hooks.
I'm just saying, they would have stuff down there where it's, like, the True Church and their historical revisionists have never gotten to that society and poisoned it with their lies. They might know truths that would blow our little noggins out of the water.
That's true of most truths, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You could go up to Terrajux and be like, hey, did you know swans mate for life? And he'd just, like, curl up and sob.
Head explodes.
I'm so happy for them!
Let's check on our actual productive options first. So, we'll message... Did Angloria message you back, Terrajux?
No.
Chet asks? Okay. Okay. Expected, but... What about somebody else in the Iconoclasts? Can we message them to find out if they have...
Yeah, we can message Barian.
Barian's always down to clown, so...
Yes. I would love to clown with Barian. Do we want to have this conversation back on the ship? Because right now we're still in, like, an inn upstairs. I'm like,
I thought we got back to ship. To the ship.
I think we're still in Jux.
Really?
I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought we tree strided back to the ship.
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, I think you're right.
Tree strode.
Okay. I will go fire off a message to Barian then. Be back in it. Wait, actually, Terrajux, go send a message to Barian. Yes, sir, Terrajux, sir. And Terrajux 2 goes up to send a message, and I just kick back in my chair.
Ooh, good. Now I can tell you about the time I went and was called on to save Tree Desmond from all the Eric Cochran's.
Yep.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Huh? I got summoned by Tree Desmond. All of you guys are trees except for Terrajux. He's actually...
Remember.
He's actually the tree, or the ship, I should say.
What?
And Basil and Ivy live on his ankle. That's really weird.
When was this?
Remember, Desmond is now capable of being called by
Desmonds. I get that. When did this happen?
Oh, you know, while you were sleeping.
Okay. Is it one-to-one? Like, if you're over there for 8 hours, do we not have you here for 8 hours, or is it instant?
It's one-to-one.
Shit. Okay.
Sometimes.
It
depends on the dimension.
Exactly.
Is there any way you can, like, in your calendar, block out sections of time for, like, we need you on this side?
I can't yeah. deny a call.
Okay. How do we know that Desmond is over there great. Because he was summoned, or because like he's just acting like he's over there and doesn't want to be here?
We're never going to be able to tell.
Because he's fine. He's noped out of battles whenever he's wanted to as well. So.
Yeah, so really this is no different.
Yeah, this is not any different at all.
Net zero progress.
The Alchemist Club guarantee right there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The more things change, the more it all comes back. So presumably Terrajux 2 fulfilling my command to the best of his wishes goes up to the communications room in the tree ship and explains to Barion that we are fighting fit, and you know, we've come into some additional grand cosmic power and we would like to assist, but we don't know how to find our next target. Any suggestions? Smiley face. Oh, BTW, this is Terrajux 2. Second smiley face.
Terrajux 2, second smiley face. You don't get a reply.
Uh oh.
You get an answering service.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Barion is out of his mind. Leave a message and he'll get back to you.
Oh no.
Alright.
Huh?
We'll try again later.
I think we need to call Stabby McStabby Face, and that's Volante.
No, we can't.
Why?
Kill us on sight.
Well, no, she's not going to see us.
Yeah, no, we'll just message her.
No, she just... No, we're just saying...
No, hey, no, she'll kill us on sight because we got worse. We're, like, more monstrous now, and she's like, that's it! That's the last straw! I'm getting me mad!
We're looking for targets. Yeah. We're looking for targets. We can't get in touch with Barion or, you know, our usual contacts. Is everything okay?
Yeah, let's call Eustace back.
That's fine, but like, let's not actually go see her if we don't.
No, I don't want to go to her training.
No,
I don't want to go to her Alchemist Club training death ground.
Murder Society.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send off another message to Volante, and I'm pretty like terse and professional in these messages to her. No emojis, no nothing, just a pretty matter of fact state that we are ready for additional strikes against targets and are currently unable to contact A or B, confirm status of other members, ?
You get a terse reply saying that they're probably busy. Don't bother me.
Okay.
What about the gamble?
Say again?
Gamble Goose, or whatever his name was. He was fun.
He was fun.
Go back to the place we're banned from and break a man out of prison. Yeah, nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
He's in prison?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the other guy. Never mind.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of our contingency plan.
Was it Fizzwidget Gamble Goose? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of Erky Bafflestone on accident. That's my bad.
Yeah, you don't want to break him out of prison.
That's not what we should be doing.
I think it'd be fun.
Of course,
he's the only guy who gets me.
At this point, yeah, kinda. Yeah,
we might have some fights.
We're
I think Terrajux is getting there.
Not a thing we're doing.
I'm getting there, but it's like
it turns to Terrajux too.
Terrajux 2 is still up in the message bay.
Yeah, you know, tree fall feather on him, so the feather turns.
Okay. I mean, I can just keep contacting every member of the iconoclast and see if they have quests for us, but what's our fallback option if they're all busy or currently gathering their strength or otherwise not available?
Lori.
Okay.
So get out your iconoclast Rolodex for all the kids in the audience.
Joe, I don't know how many sending messages the Telephorus Communications suite can send per day, but I'm just going to go down the iconoclast list and basically offer our services to the remaining members that I haven't already contacted and make notes of anybody who says, oh, yes, I have a thing for you, or, oh, no, I don't, but so-and-so might. Because I know not all of them are, like, into active missions, but they might have an idea of someone who is. So I ask.
None of them have any standing notice board quests for you to do at this moment.
Okay. And no suggestions on where we might ascertain targets?
They refer you to Varian and Gloria.
Okay.
What about Lori, or it's under.
They don't seem terribly concerned, so you're guessing that probably they're not in the like.
Yeah, country. They're not like being communication blocked in like a lab or something.
No.
Okay. Lori. Well. So here's the thing about Lori is that we are gonna pay out the schnoz for info as usual.
We have kingdoms worth. Like treasure, we've got adamantine coming from the wazoo.
However, it's not exactly liquid, so I think we need to be careful about playing our hand here. Otherwise, Lori is going to be like, "Oh, these people are sitting on a fortune. I should kill them."
Do you think she could?
Yes.
Yeah. Of all of them, yeah.
She could absolutely kill us.
Actually, what she would do would be worse because she just puts you in a jar in her extra dimensional space.
I was about to say, the only difference from her being like a true church is that she's just interested
in... She's in it for the money rather than
profit.
You know,
yes.
Ideas.
Which I would argue is like more honest in a way. Like at least that way we always know what we're dealing with.
It is. It's just, but she is equally dangerous is my point.
And technically, she has killed me once already.
Yep.
Was that her directly, or
I give a little nod to the skeleton in the corner, and I say, "Semantics. She was responsible for my death." But yeah, if we have like a small piece of adamantium where we can be like, "How about this? Maybe that'll work."
One adamantine butt plug.
Or like one ingot. That's still like a fortune.
She might not even know anything about the True Church, in which case we could just check her off the list.
Yeah. Okay.
She knows Maravaggio and she knows what he's a part of, so I feel like she at least knows something.
Did Maravaggio have like a quest for us at some point? He's like, "Hey, let me know when you guys want to do something."
Oh god, did he?
I don't.
Feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah. As I said,
wasn't that actually just doing the thing for Lori?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure that was just like going into the subdivisions to fix stuff for Lori.
Oh, you're right. I think it might have been.
Mm-hmm. Let's just ask them both. Sure. If they got anything, they got something. If they don't, they don't.
You would have contacted Maravaggio / Lori as part of your iconoclast Rolodex.
That's how we met.
Iconoclasts?
Yeah. I guess I didn't consider them as iconoclasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so for Lori, really? it's not necessarily asking, "Do you have a job for us?" It's, "We want information on True Church VIPs or locations." And we're
in that
willing
case,
to
yes.
trade information or trade currency for information. Or
she is perfectly happy to set up a meeting with Maravaggio. She's very busy herself.
Of course.
You understand.
Yes, of course. And I look at everybody, I make eye contact with Falrock, and then at the bottom of our list of things we could try, I just write the Fae.
No. I tear that off the list.
We're
barons!
We're practically Fae already.
We're barren of anything to do, so we'll just we'll get to it, maybe. But let's try other stuff first.
I'm just like, maybe there's a countess of honeybees who's like, oh, my little bees heard a story about where the true church are hiding their gold.
I trust Lori infinitely more than I trust the Fae.
We go to the summer court, and there is a count of grapes. And he says, I heard on the vine that there is a true church.
I don't want to carry myself and my special gadgets anywhere near the Fae anytime soon.
Lady of Sparrows is like, a little birdie told me.
That's why they're last on the list. So.
Yeah. No, they're not on the list. I tore them off the list.
Where does Maravaggio want to meet us?
Yeah.
Maravaggio...
Basically, assuming he's not just already here.
With him here.
He's message says basically, you know, you pick the place, I'll show up.
Okay. I guess
here, sure. This is literally the safest place for us to be.
We're at Dungaia, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's meet in like the
of the town.
Flex on him. You can't get here anyway.
We'll just meet like somewhere in Dungaia that's reasonably private. Like maybe we'll rent out a booth or something, or we can just do it on the tree ship.
On the tree,
yeah.
You're cordially invited to attend the Telliferous.
I have thought of event. The optimal use of a wish spell, which is to undo your Stony's banishment.
Oh my God, you're right. That's gonna be my epilogue, is I'm gonna burn out Wish patching up our relationship with Stonies. And then retire and become an old man who loves pizza.
Right. So you extend an invitation to Maravaggio, he agrees, and you rent out like the party room at a reasonable, like mid-tier dwarven diner.
Yeah.
Maravaggio is already there when you arrive. He appears to be eating a plate of ribs and drinking a milkshake.
Nice.
I'm not sure how.
Skeleton eating ribs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You thought you were going to get away with all the Fae jokes without repercussions, yeah.
I give a formal and slightly solemn bow to our guest, and I sidle into place across from him, and I say, thank you for meeting with us on such short notice.
Oh, you know, always happy to do it. Lori's always looking for new deals.
Well... I hope whatever has kept her is proceeding fruitfully. But in the meantime, let's talk what we're looking for and what you're looking for. And I just sort of lay it out for Maravaggio here that we are looking for a name or a location of like a true church base or something that is going to give us the kind of first point we can sink our teeth into and start kind of working our way up the chain. We're after bigger fish than just sort of wandering around and knocking over recruitment centers. So if he knows the name of a Aldraxan noble with ties to the True Church proxies or one of their R&D facilities where they do hatchling experiments or anything like that, we would be willing to pay a reasonable fee for that information.
Well, let's see. The quality of information is going to depend on the quality of your payment, of course. So what are you willing to offer?
I think here what I would like to do, or what I have in my head, is sort of this Because, you know, Maravaggio is a businessman skeleton. I'm a little bit of a charlatan sometimes. We're going to do that little dance where we go around.
Yeah, we're not going to go to the car dealership and say, yeah, I got $10,000 cash.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be like, you know, well, we have this very nice gold necklace. He's going to be like, well, I could give you a surname. And I'm like, well, we have these nice sapphire statues and this thing. And we're going to do this several times. And, like, he's gonna work me up and I'm going to lower him down. And then when it's suitable time frame, I want to reveal that our bargaining chip here is a piece of adamantium,
mm-hmm.
and try to position that either through, you know, persuasive means or deceptive ones.
No, that's gonna interest, because Lori had the entire book on adamantium. Like, do you really think?
We'll see.
Just okay.
We'll see. So yeah, I want to do a little bit of negotiating tactics with Maravaggio to kind of butter him up just a little bit before I reveal the big prize that could be his to win if his information is good enough. Sort of flip it on his head, where it's like, it's not my good friend Maravaggio, it's not the quality of the information that is determined by the pay, it is the quality of the pay that is determined by the juiciness of the information.
Well, I can provide you with the location of one of their upper level bureaucratic centers, lots of records and files present there. That would carry a pretty hefty cost, because that information was pretty hard won. We lost a lot of skeletons. The flickering embers in his eye sockets grow wistful for a moment.
Uh-huh. Many good skeletons died to bring us this information.
If you're not willing to cough up a good chunk, then I have a few testing centers that you could try knocking over. They usually have some sort of record chain you can follow to the bigger places.
We're ready for the big prize.
What if we sweetened the pot somewhat with some information in return? You said that obtaining the location of these sites is difficult. We could tell you where a couple of them are. Or at least... Now that I think back on it, we originally got the admin, or the subdirector location, from the Iconoclast, didn't we?
I'm pretty sure that's the case, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, one, that we're not purchasing that location, because I'd feel like a real dummy. And two, I'll kind of float the idea of, like, is this an interesting piece of information to see how he reacts? And if that's something that Lori already knows or and was, like, kept secret by the Iconoclast, or if that's, like, old hat and we're just always playing catch-up two steps behind, like usual.
Lori has the most information about True Church locations. Mm-hmm. She is the one who's been kind of feeding
Therian
his intel for the most part. Because he's got the disposable income.
Yes. In that case, I think trading them with everybody else's consent here, I think trading a adamantine bar would be reasonable. Or at least that gets us the big prize here, which I think is what we're after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I have something I want to ask Maravaggio after we're done.
Okay. So you pull out the adamantine ingot and just kind of Vanna White it.
Well, no, we set it on the little Lazy Susan in the middle, and I spin it around, and then he sets the little bag of gems, and we spin it back, and then I take a sip, and I'm like, what's that? Antidote. For what? For the poison you just drank! And then we have a whole shootout. It's great.
Right.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes. Very poison, notably effective on skeletons.
Well, no, it was poison for me.
Oh.
But yeah, it also is probably not definitely. Very effective on me, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know that you really have a digestive system anymore.
How do you get your calories?
I draw them directly from the storm. I'm kind of like a windmill.
It's less
oh
that
my god.
And more that he's a filter feeder now.
Oh, yeah okay.
You've just got little
he captures
smoke
microorganisms.
Baleen. Yeah.
I just stand next to like where an apple pie is cooling on the windowsill and the apple pie scent enters my body and
wafts.
And just like that's good pie. we make the trade. I slide him the gold-plated latinum, and he presumably gives us like a map or a description or something.
Yeah, he takes a couple of napkins and draws on them a rough map of Aldrax and indicates there's a spot about 50 miles from the capital where there is a true church facility that handles a lot of records processing.
Okay. I bow and thank him for his time once more. And Desmond, I think you had some pressing matters?
Oh, no. We're good. You guys can all leave now.
we can leave.
Okay,
you're coming with us.
Nope.
I turn to walk out, and then as we are leaving, I with Wind talking very quietly in Leyland's ear, whisper like, "You're gonna eavesdrop on this, right?"
I like that you're asking Leyland when you could very easily just listen to the entire conversation.
Yeah.
As long as you're still in the room.
Or well, I want visuals on it. Like,
yeah.
I should have had spy on it.
Ched drops a chunk of himself in the room before he leaves. Skitters off into a corner.
I go home because I don't have to be here to eavesdrop.
Balrog bumps Maravaggio and leaves.
As we're walking out, I dissipate into a shadow and stay in the room.
So the entire conversation is going to be silent because I'm going to cast Sending on Maravaggio.
Oh.
Well done.
Nice. You thought ahead.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maravaggio sends you a question mark.
Yeah. I'm writing it out.
Oh. Even better. Audience, please hold while real life Christopher types out Desmond's message.
Listen to the clickety clacks.
Really, like, really sneaky. Okay. That's exciting.
I've received a Discord message. Ooh. Spicy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what deal with the metaphorical devil is occurring?
Now I am typing. Somebody else amuse the audience.
What a play-by-play we got going here. We're going to go back
sitting
to the
sitting in the shadow, just like looking at them like kind of like... I would assume Desmond's just kind of like making faces pretty much.
Yeah, I stop focusing on the chunk of myself that's left over in the room and it dissolves into nothing.
I go into a couple different shadows to get different angles of it, and I'm like, the fuck?
It's sublimates.
Staring contest.
So yeah, we're going to go back to the tree ship. We're going to set course for this area that Maravaggio has pointed out in Aldrax, 50 miles out from the capital, was it?
Yeah.
And we're going to leave without Desmond.
That's fine.
I would like to.
We're getting a head
research.
Start. He'll flush.
You know, I'm not there either.
No, yeah.
He'll flush you. He knows you're there.
Change occurs and
he'll flush you. He knows you're there.
Maravaggio reaches a skeletal hand across the table to Desmond.
Yep. A small vial.
Oh.
Hands.
Okay.
He takes the vial, tucks it into a pocket of his embroidered vest, and then shakes your hand and gets
That's
up
fucked
and
up.
Leaves.
That's fucked up.
I know. Who embroiders a vest?
All right. And Desmond's got a bit of a skip in his step, and he's like, all right, guys, it's time to go.
I follow Maravaggio.
All right. Maravaggio pays for his ribs. Tosses a couple of gold pieces on the counter. Buys milkshakes for everybody. He exits the...
You gotta treat them bones well, everybody.
Yeah, it's calcium. Mm-hmm. He exits the diner, and there is a sound like knuckles cracking in reverse, and he is gone.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I mean, he's done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
When you work for a lich, you have easy access to teleportation magic.
You travel in style.
Joe, I would like to purchase a map of Aldrax.
Okay. You go to the nearest Diangaia information stand and buy an Atlas of Auras.
Perfect. And then I want to try to cross-reference our napkin sketch with the actual map and see... Does this base fall within a city? Does it fall outside of a city in like a countryside? What's the surroundings like? I want to know what we're getting into because Tarjux Heiko has just shifted into like Aldrax is the enemy mode, and we're going into the lion's nest.
Lion's famous nesters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the lion's nest. Look, I don't know how you all have the saying out here in the barbarian lands, but in Jux, that's how the saying goes.
The only lions that have ever been in Jux are in the Jux Royal Zoo. Or Imperial Zoo, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. This administration center does appear to be in the middle of a fairly large town.
Okay.
The Atlas notes that there is a castle here, because this town is one of the, like, Aldrax operates on a very traditional feudal system.
Yeah.
Where the queen parcels out land to various lords and nobles, and they in turn produce crops, can be called upon to levy arms, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And this is one of the... This is the town, the castle, and the capital of one of the fiefdoms belonging to one of the highest nobles in the court of Aldrax.
Ooh, exciting.
So it's a busy town because it's relatively close to the capital. There's a lot of traffic that passes through there. You suspect that this makes it a good place for a bunch of bureaucrats to blend in. There's always shipments leaving and coming, so
yeah,
passing of information by the True Church can occur very easily.
Okay. That is good to know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to research or prep before...
Oh, I'm sure there is. The question is, are you going to research and prep it?
Yes, that is the question. I would like to, if there are books or information available on the subject, I would like to read up more on that particular duke, baron, whatever the term would be. Chief racist.
Chief racist.
I would like to do a little bit of reading up on their family and their crest and their alliances and their history and stuff. Like, if I had to blend in as like a member of their staff or as, you know, like a lower royal member of the house or something, I want some background information to assist with that.
Okay. So there isn't a whole lot of information about the nobility of Aldrax in the like Dying Gaia tourist information booth.
Do they have like a library here?
Of course they have a library.
I'll save you some time. We won't need to interact with the locals, because all we're going to do is what we did the last time we infiltrated a true church facility and just burrow our way in.
Interesting. Okay.
I can wild shape into a Beulah for 8 hours.
You raise a good point.
Or an earth elemental. Just scout the area.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right.
Get a sense for the complex, because I'm sure it's underground.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay.
We'll sneak in again.
Well, in that case, I think we're like 3/4 cocked instead of half cocked, so...
But we will need to be careful, because we've done this before, and so I'm sure that they will have maybe some kind of measure in place to counter it.
However, Leyland is nigh undetectable, and I have become much, much harder to pin down. So I think between the three of us, we're pretty good at infiltrating.
I think we leave the tree ship here, though.
That's what I was going to ask, is how we wanted to do this, because we could... There's something I've been wanting to experiment with and try. So, Joe, remind me how the lockout system on the tree ship works. Is it, like, whenever there's not at least one of us aboard, the controls don't work?
That most accurately matches the pattern that you've observed.
Okay. So there's two things I want to try. First is all of us on, like when we're all out in Dying Gaia... I want to, I don't know, maybe use a dwarf or something, like a crew member, and have them confirm that it does shut down when we're, like, on the other side of Dying Gaia. Or, not shut down, but, like, the controls don't work.
Yes, that is what they report.
And then, I want to send Tarajux 2 back to the ship and see if it wakes up.
It does
Tarajux,
not.
Tarajux, why are you not wishing us a fully powered Mythal?
Stop! Because great power, great responsibility, etc., etc. I'm saving it for a rainy day.
On Oris, Uncle Benjuxman doesn't die.
Yeah.
And so he never utters that famous phrase.
Oh, I see. So Spider Jux is a very different story. Yeah. Also,
it couldn't be Jux, man. There'd be too many.
Desmond, I've read too many stories where wish is misused, where someone, like, wishes for, oh, let's say, fuel the Mythal all the way up. What if the wish is like, okay, I'll just grab all your magic items that you're currently wearing, and also your souls, and stuff them into the Mythal? It's fueled now! And I'm like, thank you, wish. Very helpful. And then we die.
Okay. You're telling me you don't want to be a Mythal?
That's a whole, like, that's just rebuilding
wish...
the Alchemist Club, where you
I
now
didn't
have
say
to
I didn't.
Take... The most powerful spell in Dungeons & Dragons is just a monkey's paw.
That is it, yes.
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think the example it gives in the book is if you were to wish the Big Bad dead... there's no guarantee that you won't simply be teleported forward in time to a point where they have died.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You gotta be real careful with these things.
And it's not that the spell itself is malicious. It's just, it takes the most direct route to what you request.
Like asking ChatGPT GPT to kill him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish is just the ChatGPT AI equivalent for magic.
Oh, I love and hate that all at once.
So if we can find a foolproof way to recharge a mythal that's like a known process that we just can't accomplish, I could wish that process to happen. But I don't want to just be like, however you feel like it, surprise me. Because then I will be surprised. But that is a good point. I hadn't considered leveraging my immense cosmic power to refill the mythal.
Uh-huh. I'm sure that wasn't wrong at all.
Are we just going to leave it here then?
So, yeah, initially I was like, could Tarjux 2 fly it? But if it's going to lock us out, having it floating above Aldrax is just asking for a balloonist to fuck with us. So
yeah. So let's just tree stride to Aldrax. We've been there before, right?
Don't you have to have seen the tree area that we're talking about?
I've seen thousands of trees.
But you saw a bunch of trees in the capital, I think, because that's where the lab
was. Yeah, it was in Cord itself.
What about where the tree was parked when we broke out, right? And we had to, take out that camp of Aldraxians.
Well, so that's up in the Hatchling's Horn. That's way far north.
You had to travel for a while to get there.
And if we were going to do that, we could just teleport to the Forgotten Fortress and walk from there.
Mm-hmm.
So how long of a walk would that be to where we need to go?
It'd be a while, like
several days
to a week and a half.
Maybe a cultural refresher on exactly what Aldrax's deal is, because we make a lot of jokes about it, but if I'm remembering right, non-human races are they outright like enslaved by law or just disadvantaged in general?
There was a large war during which Aldrax was forced to treat non-humans marginally more fairly.
Okay.
So they, like, slavery is illegal there. It has been outlawed. But that doesn't mean that non-humans aren't kept as, like, indentured servants or treated very poorly, forced to live in slums, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Like, non-humans are not treated well.
But it wouldn't be illegal for an Arakocra to walk
it
around.
It wouldn't, but it wouldn't be safe either.
Sure.
And in this case, at this
point,
yeah.
Pretty surprising.
I mean, it wouldn't be safe for them, but also you would blow your cover real fast.
Okay, that's actually slightly better than I was expecting, so let's do with that information what we will. I don't want to relinquish the Hat of Disguise to somebody else because, and I take it off briefly and then put it back on, I'm fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And no amount of makeup is going to
fix yourself.
This.
I think we could have a pretty close competition of who looks more fucked up, so.
Yeah.
You're still, like, passively humanoid from a distance, though.
Ched's feathers shudder menacingly.
Well, Ched, you could just turn into a regular human man if
and
you needed to.
Reproach. Yeah, and honestly, I could turn us all into giant eagles. We could just fly there.
Okay. All right.
Finally.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've got the shortcut, guys. Let's
actually
just do it that way.
roughly how far are we from, I guess, this location from Dying Gaia, Joe? Like, how many miles? This is ballpark.
I don't know. It would be about a week's journey from Dying Gaia. On foot.
On foot or... Okay. So, like, a day or two on the ship?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
So, I have a spell that can let all of us travel at 70 miles per hour as clouds.
Oh! how much is that in feet per second?
100 feet per second.
Okay. Giant eagles are only 80 feet per second, so.
Yeah.
Per 6 seconds, I guess, because it's a round.
Yeah, so, okay, so,
Yours is a lot faster.
Windwalk, you and up to 10 willing creatures assume a gaseous form for the duration, which is 8 hours, and I can cast it for free once per day. While in this cloud form, a creature has a flying speed of 300 feet.
Okay.
So, if you move and dash every round...
Yeah, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Fuck it. Everybody grab your stuff, group up, and then, I inhale a deep breath, and then when I exhale it, everybody dissolves into wisps of air, and we whoosh, swirl up into the sky, and we vanish from sight.
This all feels very normal.
I think that's a good place to end the episode. Who would have thought that giving the party many more tools would make them even more unable to settle on a course of action?
It wasn't so much our tools as our general haphazardness.
I don't know. This only took us one episode to pick a target, get info about the target, and go to the target. I think that's way better than we usually do.
That's true.
You're not wrong, but also, we're still the same people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been Joe, your host and dungeon master for this thrilling D&D planning session. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. You can find us on any podcast hosting platform of your choice. So tell your friends, leave a review, send some fan mail in. We'd love to hear from you. Matthew, what are our socials?
Find us at @thealchemist_club on Twitter and @thealchemistclub on TikTok.
And our intrepid adventurers today were...
Daniel playing Ched Fleek.
Kale playing Captain Desmond.
I'm Zach and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt and I play Leolin.
Waffle playing Tarajux Heiko.
Thanks for joining us.
He sold our blood for money.
Yeah. Well, he sold hatchling blood for money.